So we continue in the Sefer HaKadosh, Tomer Dvora, Perek Shvi'i, towards the end. And now he adds the following. Od yihye ragil bihiyoto noseh venoten bedivrei Torah. When a Talmid Chacham, remember, we're talking about the Midah of Tiferet. Tiferet is Torah. So a Talmid Chacham should train himself when he's noseh venoten bedivrei Torah, when he's negotiating in Torah. Kushya, Tirutz, talking and learning. Lechaven el tikunei shchina. He should have kavana to bring about a tikun to the shchina. Letakena ulkasheta el hatif eret. To bring about a union with the Shechina and Tiferet. Shechina many times is synonymous with Malchut, okay? And so, Chibur of Malchut with Tiferet. Dehainu, Halacha el Ha'emet. Right? Malchut is Torah, is Halacha, Malchut, Torah Sheba'al Peh. Tiferet is Emet. So when a person is talking and learning, it shouldn't be just for showing off, It shouldn't be just for mind, you know, mental gymnastics. It should be, I want to strive to get to the bottom of the halakha in truth. If it means that I have to admit that I'm wrong, that my question wasn't a question, then so be it. If it means that I have to challenge what my friend said, but the purpose is in order to get to the emet, then I have to do it. And all this is a tikkun in the Shechina. It's bringing the Shechina to Tiferet. V'zehu machloket l'shem shamayim. And that is the root of the definition of machloket l'shem shamayim. Dahainu chesed u'gvura. Machloket is gvura, but l'shem shamayim, that's chesed. Lavo el ha-tiferet shamayim. We find that tiferet is synonymous with shamayim. Lehaskim halacha imo. So to bring about a yichud in order by coming to the correct halacha. That's what's called machloket l'shem shamayim. V'chol machloket sheyetze min ashura hazot yibadel mimenu. Any kind of machloket that does not have this intention of reaching the truth, he should stay away from. If the whole purpose of the machloket is to show how smarter he is, or, you know, things like that, a person stays away from that. Ki lo yirtzeh ha-tiferet li-itachez b'chutz. Because the tiferet will not be desiring to hold on to such outer thoughts of Torah. Afilu sheyeh b'divret Torah. Even though the words that are being said is divret Torah, im hu lekanter sofah gehinom chas v'shalom. If the purpose of this machloket is lekanter, lekanter means, you know, in English there's a word to counter, counter-argue, right? It comes from the word lekanter, or maybe lekanter comes from the old Latin counter, but it means to say the opposite. There are some people, they're that smart, that no matter what svara you say, they'll always think of something the opposite to say. Let's say you'll give a good answer for Tosfot, I think we could say differently. Wait a minute, what's your purpose here? Do you want to say differently because you want to say the truth, what you think is the truth, or because you can say differently? That's all. That's called lekanter. And many times lekanter is with the intention to show off and to put down someone else. And that's not good. So fah geinom chas v'shalom. Ve'en lecha machloket shelo yivgom ha-tif'eret. There's no such a thing as machloket that doesn't bring about a defect in the sfira of tif'eret. Ela machloket ha-Torah l'shem shamayim. The exception to that is machloket of Torah l'shem shamayim not only does not bring about a pegam to tif'eret, but actually causes a tikkun. Shekol netivoteh shalom ve'ahavah besofa. If the machloket is l'shem shamayim, all the ways of Torah end off in peace, and there is only friendship at the end. V'im yechaven lehanaot midivrei Torah, pogem b'midah hazot shehi kodesh u'motzi'ah el divrei chol. A person who uses divrei Torah in order to get hana'ah from it personal pleasure of kavod, you know, of respect, of honor, because he's so good at speaking divrei Torah, so he causes a pgam in the midah, in the holy midah of Tiferet, and he chas v'shalom, he desecrates it, he brings it out to chol. When a person is osek v'torah to bring nachat ruach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then how fortunate is his share. Ve'ikar hakol hu. So now he comes to the bottom line. He sums up the midah of Tiferet. Letzaref da'ato b'mivchan ha'machshava, to purify one's mind and thoughts. Ulefashpesh be'atzmo derech masa umatan, and to be constantly looking into your mind at the time when you are negotiating in Torah. Im yimtza shemetz ervat davar yachzor bo, if he finds any kind of foul machshava that is pasul, that is not l'shem shamayim, yachzor bo. Or if he realizes he's making a mistake, take it back, admit on the mistake. Uleolam yodea la'emet, and you should always admit the truth. Because Tiferet, its tikkun is with emet. So Tiferet is Torah, and it's synonymous with emet. Torah is emet. Emet kene ve'al timkor. And so, yes, machloket in Torah is very important, but only if it's l'shem shamayim. Shem shamayim means to strive for emet, to take the malchut, to connect it with Tiferet, with emet. So why are we careful in trying to figure out the truth of the halakha? It's in order to bring about a tikkun to the sefirah of Tiferet.